Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hands up if you remember the Crystal Maze television show. Yes, you do. You don't. Okay, well, you're too young. You do. Good. Where contestants were locked into rooms and had to work out puzzles to get out of the room in time. It's good fun. This idea has been translated into real life as a new trend is emerging worldwide for escape rooms, where people solve a series of puzzles to facilitate their escape from a confined space under a tight deadline. And there are lots of them now in Ireland. We are going to talk about one with Leanne. Good morning, Leanne Murray.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Exit Live Escape Adventure in Clondalkin.
That's us.
Okay. We'll talk about you in a moment, but let's talk about escape games. What are they?
Well, you had it pretty much correctly there. You have a certain amount of time. In most cases, it's 1 hour to escape out of the room. So you're locked in, obviously, and the rooms always have a different theme. And when you start looking through all the materials around the room, you're going to find different clues, puzzles you have to solve, hidden keys, and then you kind of have to go from, you follow up from one clue to another to hopefully get out on time.
I kind of like the sound of it. I'm kind of appalled and delighted. I don't know which one, I don't know if I want to do it or... Yeah. So if I go to exit, what am I going into, a warehouse, or is it like going into the bowling alley, or what is it?
Not really. It's not quite as public as a bowling alley. You go in and it's sometimes it's a storefront. Sometimes it's just, you go into a business estate and that's where we are. And you go up a set of stairs, which is kind of great, actually, because people are a little bit more nervous when they come in, which is always more fun.
Good. And what happens when you get in there?
So you go in, you get a bit of an introduction, you get to know the rules, and everything is different depending on which room you pick, because we have four rooms and there's different themes, and then you get a bit of a storyline, and then you go in, you don't really know what to do, so you start looking through all the different materials, the stuff, whatever has to do with the theme in the room, and then you start finding clues, and then it kind of starts to make sense as you find clues.
Sure. So how many per room? How many people enter a room?
Minimum is two people,
yeah.
And then depending on the room, it'll be between five and eight.
Okay, so it could be a big, it sounds like a work bonding sort of day out.
Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of corporate groups coming in for team building, because you really do have to work with the people in the room with you to get out.
So if you send a bunch of people into the jailbreak room, what's happening? What happens to them?
Well, first of all, they're handcuffed, which is everybody's favorite part. So you're handcuffed together, actually, as a whole group in a line. And then so you have to be able to escape out of the room as well as finding the key to the handcuffs. Because, if you're a prisoner, you escape out of jail, but you're handcuffed. You're not going to get very far.
That's certainly a different way of playing a game. And then you have a CSI Mysterious Investigations room.
Mm-hmm. That's our original room, and it's actually my favorite one. It's a lot of people's favorite one, because when you go in, it just looks like a regular living room. It's pretty plain. There's a couch, things like that, TV. And then as you're finding the clues, you kind of discover the crime scene part of it. And so you don't actually have to solve the crime, but you do go in kind of like as a team of investigators, and then you figure out what the crime is, what happened, why it's not solved.
That sounds like fun.
And also, why you're locked in.
That sounds like fun. Curse the Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
That's not giving out about your mother.
No, it's not. It could be, though. No, this is our newest room, but it's actually the most challenging one we've ever had. Only about a third of the groups managed to get out on time. It's a small room, and you're playing completely in the dark, except for each player has one headlamp, and that's it. That's all the light you have. Yeah, it's quite fun. It's a bit creepy as well. We've definitely got a few little creepy crawlies hidden here and there, so you get a few yelps and screams out of the players.
Sounds like the Blair Witch Project.
Well, not that creepy, but yeah.
Yeah, but on the same lines, I suppose. Philosopher's Stone, then, finally, the last room.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the most difficult room to describe. It's more of a mental challenge than a typical escape room. You find all the clues that you need pretty early on. The hard part is figuring out how they all fit together to get a hold of the Philosopher's Stone, and then you have to figure out how to use it to get out of the room.
Right. So they're the four rooms. So when people go into the rooms, I presume they're fairly, you mentioned the nervous going up the steps, they must be kind of looking at each other going, what is this?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And sometimes, too, we have, if it's a team building group, or we do a lot of just groups of friends and hen parties and stag parties and things like that. And so sometimes you have the organizer doesn't actually tell the rest of the group what they're doing. So they just show up in this place with a waiting area and a bunch of doors that are closed. Me standing behind a counter, and they have no idea what they're doing.
That's good. That's so clever, isn't it? Not to tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really freaking them out then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Especially the dark room.
Yeah, especially the dark room, and then the handcuffs and everything else. They're kind of like, where are you taking us? You said hens and stags. You mentioned corporate groups. That's they're the kind of the big business for you, are they?
Yeah, we do have a lot of groups, younger people. Like, we have a lot of scout groups, you know, groups of students in transition year and that kind of thing. Mm. Generally, it's good for any kind of teenage years and up.
Okay, good. And that's where they're coming in to exit Live Escape Adventure for how much? How much is a group?
Well, for one group to play one game, it's €79. So that could be anywhere between two and six or eight people.
Yeah.
But we have, you know, when all the rooms are being played at the same time, we can have up to 25 different people. So, of course, when you book more rooms, you start getting discounted prices.
Of course. How long can you typically spend in one room to solve to get out?
Well, you have up to 1 hour, and typically a group will take between 45 minutes and the full hour, but we do occasionally get groups that are just super fast, they don't need any additional clues or anything like that, and they get out, you know, just a bit over half an hour, but that's pretty rare.
That's rare enough. And do you get much return business? Do they come back for more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, once you do one, you want to go for more, definitely.
Good. Well, I'm delighted for you, and I hope the business is going really well. It's in, as I say, Clondalkin, and you've won in Cork.
Yeah, well, there's different companies. So we were the first ones in Ireland, but it's just escape rooms have gotten so popular in the past year, especially in the past few months. It was actually my sister who told me that there was one that opened up in the town where she lives a few months ago. And since then, they've just been popping up everywhere. But we just have our one location.
You are mentioned among Dublin's top attractions on TripAdvisor, which is not bad going.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, well done. We're obviously running a professional operation, so good on you. And the best of luck with it, Leanne. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Well, thanks very much.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
That's Leanne Murray. For details, exit, that's exit with no E, so X-I-T, exit.ie, if your interest is piqued by that. I imagine it's kind of fun with the gang from The Office or something like that. Might be a nice thing to do. I wouldn't do it with our guys because we'd be probably in the room for about 3 hours trying to find a way out. But nevertheless, some people might get a kick out of that.